K-State Nation, we're back in the win column here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer back in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, cross country, men's, women's golf, men's, women's basketball coming up right around the corner. Women's soccer, women's volleyball. We got quite a bit to catch up on here and so much more. It's the first time this is a podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Reaction to K-State thumping TCU in Manhattan last weekend by the count of 41-28 in Manhattan, Kansas, and get yourself some big momentum heading into the Dillon Sunflower Showdown next week. There is no football game this weekend for K-State football. Next weekend, of course, is the probably would say once again highly Dillon Sunflower Showdowns for Kansas at least. And I talked about that a little bit last week on this podcast, which again you can get wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State Podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, I should go out of state more often, right? K-State jumped on TCU early and never let up, even though, yeah, TCU might have outgained K-State, but big plays. How many times have we seen it? Big plays in big games. Des Purnell. He had himself a game, a pick six, 25 yards for a touchdown, one of the big plays of the game, and another interception. So he had two interceptions this game and a sack. It looks like there Avery Johnson was efficient. And another of note here as well from this game here, and again, I was not able to watch this game, which was on national television on Fox. But in being in Nebraska country, everybody's talking about Nebraska football. So got a little taste of that. No, it's not a Nebraska podcast. I'm just saying where I was up there, and I'll explain more on my other podcast coming up later on in the week, the EG3 podcast. But man, there are a lot of people, or at least when I were up there this weekend in between Omaha and Lincoln, that everybody's paying. It feels like K-State, but it's Nebraska, right? Everybody's paying attention to Nebraska. Everybody wants to know what's going on at that moment. Everybody has their phones turned up about what's going on with Nebraska football and so forth, right? That's the same thing in Manhattan, Kansas right now, right? So, hey, you know, look, K-State, you gotta prove me wrong, and that's what they did. You know, I came on here in this podcast and predicted against them again. Because why? Because the fact that you're playing, K-State defense did what they needed to do, create turnovers and put pressure on Josh Hoover. Now, there are some misassignments, again, by this defense, giving up big plays, which we have seen over and over. But again, if you make big plays that turn into the difference makers, that's what it is there. And that's what happened in this ball game as K-State football upsets TCU in Manhattan to wrap up homecoming week 41-28. Eddie Greer III, it's going to be a little bit of a shorter version of a reaction to this. But on the flip side, we're going to take a look at the Big 12 scoreboard from this weekend to close things out here on this Monday. October 13th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast. Yeah, man, so I was, you know, had a ticker going, even though I wasn't able to watch the game in the middle of nowhere. But K-State, you know, I talked about this over, and oh, by the way, one thing about this now, I did hop over to the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, that is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDD-ID Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your Wildcats. I did record, and I did not put it up, so maybe when I get home, I will do that. So you're going to have fresh content this week on Podbean for K-State Nation. So if you're not over there now, I know it's been several months, and we're going through a little bit transition right now, everything else, due to some limitations on equipment right now. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, that is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDD Idea Apostrophe Podcast. Again, that's GRIER, the number 3 EDD Idea Apostrophe Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. The Wildcats upset TCU, and pretty much, even though TCU dominated the stat sheet, it was the Wildcats, when the score mattered most, the Wildcats knocked off Sonny Dykes yet again in Manhattan. And I don't know what it is, but the Wildcats, we got Sonny Dykes' number. So there was a stat coming in here to this game that I reeled off in the pregame show. Five of his last six. K-State beat TCU five of his last six times. And now you can make it six out of his last seven matchups there as well. And Sonny Dykes and team very frustrated afterwards there, saying can't get anything going. So there's that. Avery Johnson on the afternoon, 16 of 26 for 196 yards there. Again, efficient afternoon for Avery there. Nothing too flashy, nothing else like that going on. And if you hear something, I'm actually recording in this outside the EHG3 confines right now, so you hear some noise, I'm sorry about that. So the noise to the right of me, so I apologize if y'all hear that there as well. Chris Kleiman, I will get into him here real quickly, saying, quote, "I thought we played well in all three phases at times." And he goes on to say here, there's, quote, "There's always going to be things that we've got to get better at, but we came out with energy and urgency. We came out with physicality and did some really good things today," end quote there as well. Yeah, K-State now back to 500 in conference play there, 2-2, and now you have momentum going. And now that matchup looming with Kansas, out of Kansas, they got throttled. We'll get to that on the other side of this reaction edition. Big win for K-State. You need this win because, look, I said it on, I believe I said it on the, oh, what was it, the latest, I think I said it over, yeah, I said it on the Podbean app before I headed out of town, which y'all hear, that look, you need to worry about getting the six wins. Where are you going to get, obviously, at Oklahoma State left in Colorado. Colorado, by the way, again, we'll get to them in the second half. But though, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that's automatic, but those are wins on paper that you got to have. And then where are you going to get the other two wins? Well, you just got one of them. TCU as well. So, and hopefully, maybe we're sitting here talking in 2 weeks, talking about knocking out Kansas again. and then there you go, right there as well. But that doesn't take away the fact that, again, K-State football, and we still have plenty of football left. You did not live up to expectations. But hey, maybe, you know, look, TCU, you beat them, all right, check that box off the mark. You can get something going and maybe get on a run in the second half of the season, maybe, and maybe make some noise down there as well. But Des Purnell had himself a heck of a game there as well. Another pick six. I don't think that's his first. I think that's either his second or his third career pick six at K-State there as well. Joe Jackson went over 100 yards against the TCU defense there on 27 carries, 110 yards there. Garrett Oakley, and I was going to get to this before getting sidetracked, Garrett Oakley becoming the, hold on a second, if I can pull up my other screen, my other tab here, I had it here. Yeah, Garrett Oakley became the all-time K-State leader in touchdowns among K-State tight ends. Yet again, TDU, baby, TEU in Manhattan, Kansas there. Two more TDs for Oakley in this ball game here as K-State continues their stronghold on tight end U and Manhattan, Kansas there as well. Yeah, Garrett Oakley, 4 catches, 2 TDs, 71 yards there as well. Garrett Oakley starting to live up to his expectations there as well. Josh Hoover on the flip side of this ball game, right? 26 of 47, 376 yards, and he did throw 3 TDs, but more importantly for the K-State defense, you picked them off twice. So there's that. Right there, Kadavian Kevorian Barnes rushed for 81 yards on 12 carries, and Eric McAllister was the leading receiver for the Horned Frogs. So he one-upped Marcus Trigger Baylor. Now he becomes the receiver to torch K-State, the court, the K-State defense. Yeah, that is the most yards. It was 155 by Trigg last week, or I should say now 2 weeks ago in Waco. Now, McAllister, 4 catches, 156 yards. Those were big plays there that K-State at some point is going to have to, the defense is going to have to cut that out. 2 touchdowns, 156 yards. They are only on four catches, folks. but at the end of the day, the big plays for the K-State defense there. Luis Rodriguez making a couple of kicks yet again. He's been solid for K-State this year. So yeah, man, it's going to be interesting coming up. See how this. Obviously, you're going to get the bye. I think KU's on a bye as well. I'm not sure about that, but yeah, all in all, looking at big picture for K-State's bowl hopes, bowl eligibility hopes, this was a huge win for TCU. We beat TCU. For K-State, they're doing what they needed to do to win this ball game there, and when I checked in, I was like, oh, all right, we're off to a fast start there as well here. There was no score after one, and then K-State, they're outscoring TCU in both the second and the third quarter by the exact same frame, 14-7. TCU outscored K-State in the fourth, but it was too little too late for them there in the ball game there as well. Let me see here. I did see a Jerron Bradley. Yes, sir. JB Bradley sighting, folks. Back on the team. Back returning from injury. Caught the other touchdown pass from Avery Johnson this ball game here. Jerron Tibbs, 3 catches for 51 yards. Jace Brown also back. So those are huge getbacks for the offense for the Wildcats there. Moving forward there, Brown has been dinged up. Bradley's been out. There you get both of those guys back there for K-State there as well. Your leading tackle for K-State, VJ Payne, had a big day himself as well. 6 tackles there for him. Des Purnell had himself an all-world kind of Saturday, folks. There as well there. Getting a pick off of... actually, got 2 picks. There as well off of Josh Hoover. One of them went for a pick 6, as discussed here on the Reaction Edition. A 41-28 victory for K-State over TCU last weekend to wrap up homecoming weekend here, folks. So, all in all, for the bowl eligibility side of things, that's a huge win. Now, if you get this, if you get KU again and Lawrence in their quote-unquote new stadium, or what do you want to call that? I call it you're rebranding that stadium. It's not new yet. You got a new booth. That's all you have right now. Kansas, but yeah, if you can get that next week, and I'm pretty sure, look, Avery, the pride he has for this team. Look, this team's going to be ready, I think. Well, they need to be, because all this chat I've heard all year long, really since Iowa State, the loss to Iowa State, that Kansas is going to beat K-State and all that. We're going to have to find out and see, but we still have the bye week to get through and so forth, but a much-deserved win for this K-State football team, knocking off TCU there as well. When we come back on the other side, Big 12 scoreboard from the week, and check in on the latest standings now, here, as K-State football is now on their second and final bye week of 2025. We're back after this here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State knocks off TCU on homecoming weekend in Manhattan, Kansas, 41-28. Now bumping their score up to their record to 3-4 and 2-2 in the Big 12 Conference. This is Eddie Greer back for Reaction Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, recording it this on Monday, the 13th of October, 2025. This will go out tonight during Monday Night Football. Obviously, big night for yours truly as the Falcons-Bills clash on Monday Night Football, part of 2 matchups tonight there as well. So this will sneak up during the game or after the game, depending on that. So usually my reaction would come out on Sunday nights, but since I was out of town this over the weekend. It'll come out tonight. So, but big win for KU State. And yes, KU is on a bye week. So this is going to be really interesting. Who becomes, right, the most prepared team? We'll find that out in another week there, as both teams are on a bye week this week. That goes for Kansas as well, after Kansas, which leads into, let me see here. Yeah, which leads into the week 7 scoreboard here. Kansas got drilled by Texas Tech. Now they're Texas Tech, now the 7th ranked team in the country now. 42-17 there. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a battle of 2-2 teams in the conference between K-State and KU. And so, there's just been a lot of chatter, a lot more than usual about Kansas. A lot of predictions saying we're going to lose to Kansas. Well, we'll have to find that out next week. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Like I said over there on the Podbean, now I'm not going to spoil what I said over there. I had some for Kansas over there. So, I'll have to make sure that gets out tonight. So it'll be fresh content over there. You need a fresh episode on the iTunes Pro Parcher Podcast feed. So we're back, baby. We're back, baby, here in on the podcast. But yeah, Kansas gets drilled. Texas Tech is still undefeated. Houston over Oklahoma State, 39-17. Cincinnati over UCF, 20-11. Odd score there. Colorado hitting Iowa State another. So Iowa State gets upset for the second consecutive week. Colorado hands them that second loss of the year by the count of 24-17 there. BYU holding off pesky Arizona, 33-27. And then how about the defending champs getting run out of Utah? Utah 42-10 there over to the Big 12 defending champions there. So Arizona State getting run out of the state of Utah there on Saturday night. So we got some odd scores there, which leads into the standings. Now you have 3 unbeatens left now when you look at Big 12 play, and one of those teams is undefeated across the board, and that is, actually there's 2 teams across the board that's undefeated. 3 undefeated teams in the conference, but you have 2 teams that are undefeated across the board. That belongs to BYU and Texas Tech. And maybe the other surprise of this conference, Cincinnati, 3-0 as well. And then you have the next tier of teams that are 2-1, 4 of them, including Utah, Houston, Arizona State, and Baylor. And then the battle of 2-2 teams will be next week. Iowa State all of a sudden drops out of that mix. Iowa State, KU, and Kansas State, 2-2, all of them there. And then the rest of them, Arizona, TCU, Colorado getting their first Big 12 win over Iowa State, upsetting Iowa State. All those teams I just said, Arizona, TCU, Colorado, 1-3. And then in there, near 3. 3 teams that have yet to win a conference game: UCF, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. So those are the bottom half of that league there as well. Let me see, if have they won a game overall? Yeah, Oklahoma State. Yeah, so everybody at least has won a game overall there as well. So woo! So yeah, man. So this is going to be something here. K-State can potentially jump Kansas, obviously, there as well. You're not going to jump Iowa State unless Iowa State continues to free fall themselves out as well. You don't have tiebreaker on Baylor. You don't play Arizona State. You still have Utah. I don't think we have Houston on that list. Texas Tech, you still have them on the schedule there as well. So, again, you're taking them steps. You got to continue this momentum for K-State football, right? You got to continue this momentum there at some point, right? You're coming to going to Lawrence, right? And I'm sure, yep, it's going to be, again, another anticipated match there that, you know, K is going to be all geeked up for. We'll have time. we'll have time to dissect all that between now and then when kickoff comes, which I don't know that the time won't be announced until next week. Yes, there as well. So in my lifetime, at least as a K-State alum or a K-State student or alum, by that matter, I have not seen us much lose to KU in the football field. Technically, it better not start happening now. And that's for sure. But another loss, you could be done for to see the season there as well. So, but we'll see what will transpire there. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with that. But yeah, K-State, you needed to win this ball game somehow, some way. You did check all the boxes there. You still need to get, like Chris Klieman, the head coach of the football team, said in that quote in the first half, got to get better at some point. I mean, we've been hearing it, saying it all year long. So we'll find out for sure what happens there. But K-State, a much-needed victory there after, yeah, we could easily, yeah. And the boys at 3-Mall talked about it. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're reacting to K-State football. I need to go out of state more often. Winning over TCU over homecoming weekend on last Saturday, 41-28. Yeah, I was going to say something. Now I lost train of thought. I always do this. I always do that. 41-28 K-State over TCU. I was going to bring up something, and now I lost what I was going to say because it was going to be a good point, and now I lost it. But yeah, you're going to have to get this win. So huge win across the board. So I guess we'll have to end it with here there. I didn't think it would go this far. There, but here we are sitting here. 3-4, 2-2 in the conference there. Wow. TCU dropping them. Hold on a second. To 4-2 overall and 1-2 in the conference there as week 8 slowly approaches in Big 12 play. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just record K-State content. Again, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, make sure you go ahead and tap that subscribe button right now. Hit the alarm bell every time we update you content daily. 99.2% of the time, y'all will be notified about that right away. So y'all should have gotten 3 episodes over the weekend there. We're on task this time. So definitely including the cross-country event a couple weeks ago in South Bend. That came out late last night. In place of the reaction, which reaction edition will come out tonight there as well. So again, every day your K-State team, every single day. Of course, I've mentioned new episode coming on the Podbean app. We're 3 podcast over there. GRIER number 3 EDD Plus podcast there. And of course, continue to spread the word about this K-State podcast to your K-State friends, your students, roommates. You know what it is, a current alum of the podcast here, folks. K-State, it was Des Purnell Day over the weekend, during homecoming weekend, folks, as Purnell leads the Wildcats to their third conference, Big 12 conference win of the year. And overall, oh boy, did I get that wrong? Hang on a second. Third overall win of the year, second Big 12 win. They are now pulling themselves even with the Kansas Jayhawks, which looms in the wings now next week as both teams have to bye. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the better prepared team. We'll find that out next weekend. But for right now, it's going to wrap it up for this reaction edition to a winning Happy Monday, Victory Monday for K-State. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State Wildcats. 41, TCU Horned Frogs, 28, Eddie Greer III. This has been another reaction edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.